你一同低头同心默祷预备心。
阿门。
阿门。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we now start our morning service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始早上的聚会。
Please sing hymn 126.
请唱诗126首。
Let's ask God to help us so that sermon speakers and his translator may speak the word of God.
我们现在要一同跪下来祷告，祷告当中求神带领今天的领会者以及翻译的人员能够将神的道理阐明清楚。
And also let's ask God to open our hearts so that we can understand how beautiful it is for the brothers and sisters to live in unity.
然后也求神敞开我们的心，让我们能够明白弟兄和睦同居的善与美。
And also how to do it.
并且学习如何与弟兄和睦同居。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
This morning I'd like to use topic Psalm 133 for mutual encouragement.
今天早上仅以诗篇133篇作为彼此互勉。
Please turn to Psalm 133.
请翻开诗篇133篇。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Psalm 133, verse 1.
诗篇133篇第一节。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2.
第二节。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. Verse 3.
第三节,
it is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. This is a song written by David.
这是大卫所写的诗篇。
He said that it is so beautiful and very pleasant, it's wonderful for brother and sister to live in unity.
他说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
But the thing is, as we read on to verse 2 and verse 3,
但如果我们再看第二节和第三节,
verse 2 and verse 3 is trying to describe how beautiful it is for brother and sister to live in unity.
第二节和第三节是试着描述弟兄和睦同居的善与美。
But as we read verse 2, we don't understand how beautiful is it, because we can just imagine, right, there's an old man.
然后当我们读第二节的时候，我们很难想象这到底是何等的美呢？因为很难想象说有一个老人家。
And the oil, right, coming down from his head to the beard and to his garments.
然后有油从他的头上流到他的胡子，又流到他的衣裳。
So how beautiful is it?
这个景象美吗？
I don't know, right? Sometimes we read it and say, "What's it talking about?"
我有点怀疑。有时候当我在读这一段经文的时候，很难想象他到底在想说些什么。
And then if you think about Mount Zion, mountains of Zion, it's like,you know, if you look at today's Jerusalem, it's located on Mount Zion. It's just a barren hill.
然后我们再提到锡安山，我们知道圣城耶路撒冷是盖在锡安山上，然后我们也知道锡安山其实是一个草木不生的山丘。
And in the morning you wake up, it just has dews, right? It's wet everywhere.
当清晨起来，山上就是湿湿的露水。
So how beautiful is it?
这样美吗?
But this is we had to understand the meaning in the word, the symbolism in the words, so that we can understand how beautiful is it.
但是我们必须要明白这字句里面它所预表的意义，这样怎么才能够了解它所弟兄和睦同居的善与美?
Just like the four living creatures.
就如同四活物。
If we actually draw out the four living creatures,We'd be scared. It's a monster.
如果我们真的将四活物的形象画出来，我们一定会非常的害怕，因为它其实是个怪物。
Do you see an animal or a creature that has eyes everywhere?
你能够想象有一个动物，它全身上下都是眼睛。
And then have four heads.
然后有四个头。
whatever. I think, but if we understand the meaning of it, we will see it's very beautiful.
但是如果我们能够明白四活物它的寓意，我们就能够了解它其实是相当善美的。
So, verse 2 basically is talk about anointing the high priest, anointing the first high priest, Aaron, to be the high priest.
然后第二节其实它是指神第一次按高立第一位大祭司。
Let's put a bookmark here.
然后我们在这边放一个书签。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 29, verse 7.
我们请翻开出埃及记二十九章第七节。
Exodus chapter 29 verse 7.
二十九章第七节。
29 verse 7.
出埃及记二十九章第七节。
And you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, anoint him. This is talking to Aaron.
这是对亚伦所说的话。
So, how good is it for this high priest Aaron to be anointed to become the high priest of God.
然后将大祭司将亚伦安立成大祭司来献给神是何等美的事啊！
We cannot perhaps relate to it.
或许我们很难想象。
But then this is related to Lord Jesus Christ.
但是却同时也是指着主耶稣基督。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 5 verse 5.
请翻开希伯来书五章五节。
Hebrew chapter 5 verse 5.
希伯来书五章五节。
Hebrew chapter 5, verse 5.
希伯来书第五章第五节。
Start from verse 3.
从第三节开始读起。
Hebrew chapter 5, verse 3.
希伯来书五章第三节。
Because of this, he is required as for the people, so also for himself to offer sacrifices for sins. Verse 4.
第四节。
And no man take this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was, verse 5.
第五节。
So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Verse 6.
第六节。
As he also said in another place, You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Here records, we can see from this Bible passage,anointing Aaron to be high priest actually prefigure our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这边我们可以知道说，高利亚伦成为大祭司，其实是预表着耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the high priest.
我们的主耶稣基督他就是大祭司。
And when did he become the high priest?
他何时成为大祭司呢？
Resurrect from the dead.
就是当他从死里复活的那一刻。
Because if we have a chance, you are my son. Today I begotten you.
然后在这边提到说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
God gave Jesus Christ a life to resurrect from the dead.
神给耶稣基督用权柄能够从死里复活。
So in Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, it says, Paul said that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God through the resurrection.
所以在罗马书第一章到第一节到第四节，保罗提到说，耶稣因着他从死里复活而得称神的儿子。
And imagine, Lord Jesus Christ overcame death.
我们想想看，耶稣他能够胜过死亡。
How joyful is it?
这是何等喜乐的事
！Overcome the greatest enemies.
他能够胜过最大的敌人。
And save the mankind.
然后拯救世人。
Bring the loved ones, the people whom he loved, to himself.
并且将他所爱的人带回他身边。
That is a great joy.
这是何等的喜乐
！And Bible describe that if brother and sister can love each other.
然后圣经提到说，如果弟兄姐妹能和睦同居
，It really is like that kind of joy.You know, having Jesus Christ resurrect from the dead and overcame death.
就正如同是耶稣他胜过死，从死里复活，胜过死亡的那种喜乐。
We have to understand the joy of Aaron to become a high priest. We also need to understand how joyful is Jesus Christ become the high priest for us.
我们要能够了解，当亚伦能够成为神的第一位大祭司的喜乐，以及基督耶稣能够成为我们的大祭司的那份喜乐。
And it says the oil, you know, coming.From the bottom to the beard to the garment.
然后这个膏油是从头到胡须到衣裳的。
Beard represents glory.
然后胡须它所指的就是荣耀。
So loving each other is really the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以彼此相爱就表示圣灵充满。
And really glorify God.
它是真正荣耀神的。
We are the body of Christ.
我们都是耶稣的身体。
So we need to pursue to live in harmony with brothers and sisters.
所以我们要竭力追求和睦同居。
And so this body is filled with Holy Spirit.
然后让神的身体能够充被圣灵充满。
Let's look at the second description. Let's turn back to Psalm 133, verse 3.
再翻回诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalm 133, verse 3.
133篇第三节
It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon mountains of Zion.
就好比是黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 25, this Zion represents the king, church.
然后从希伯来书十二章二十二节到二十五节提到说，锡安山它预表着教会。
So mountains of Zion represent churches.
所以锡安山它所预表的就是今日的教会。
And what is descending upon the churches?
那什么降在教会上呢
？It's the dew of Hermon.
就是黑门的甘露。
A dew in the Bible represent the grace of God, or blessing of God.
在圣经里面，甘露预表着神的祝福。
We can, well, I just quote the verse to you. We don't need to turn to it, just for your reference. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 13.
好，我们在生命记第三章十三节提到。
Chapter 33, verse 13, it mentioned dew's blessings.
在生命记三十三章十三节提到说，甘露就是指的神的祝
福。And the word Hermon, if you look at dictionary, it means sanctuary, 圣所。
然后如果说我们查考资料的话，黑门的意思，它是指的圣所的意思。
So another word is the blessing from the heaven, from God's place, coming to the churches on this earth.
换句话说，就是神的恩惠与祝与福气从神的圣所降临到教会。
So to have a harmonious church, to have brothers and sisters loving each other, this is really the grace of God.
所以因此能够有个和谐的教会，有一个弟兄姐妹互彼此相爱的教会，确实是神的祝福。
And so, verse 2 and verse 3 actually describe how beautiful it is for brothers and sisters to live in unity.
所以第二节和第三节真的提到弟兄和睦同居是何等的美。
So we need to think about today is our church filled with the grace of God.
所以今天我们当思考的就是我们的教会是否被神的恩典所充满。
Are we being filled with the Spirit of God?
我们是否被神的灵所充满？
If there is sin,
如果有人犯罪，
If there's pride,
如果有骄傲，
Wherever there's pride, there will be a jealousy.
如果有骄傲的地方，就会有嫉妒。
Wherever there's pride, there's selfish own will.
当有骄傲的地方，就有自私。
Wherever there's pride, there's arguments.
然后骄傲所带来的就是争吵。
So, and that can prevent us from being filled with the Holy Spirit and experience the blessing of God.
这些就会使我们远离了神的灵，没有办法体验神的同在。
I'd like to mention in three ways how we can achieve the unity.
然后我请以三点来彼此互勉，达到和睦同居的方法。
Let's turn to First John chapter 1 verse 6.
请翻开约翰一书第一章第六节。
To verse 7.
到第七节。
First John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
约翰一书一章六节到第七节。
First John chapter 1, verse 6.
约翰一书一章六节。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Verse 7.
第七节。
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus Christ.His Son cleanses us from our sin. Here tells us we need to really walk in the light, just as God is in the light.
这边提到说，我们要在光明中行，如同神在光明中行。
Okay. So it's very important that in our speech we don't make dirty jokes.
所以因此，在我们必须要谨慎我们的言语，不可说嬉笑的话。
Let's not think.Evil of the people.
然后也不要去向世人那个思想邪恶。
Think evil of other people.
或者是说将
对方想得很坏。
将对方想得很坏。
Because honestly, we are not any better.
因为实际上我们并没有比别人强。
Is that right? Are we better than other people?
我们有比别人好吗？
The things that they did, we all did before.
别人所做的错事，我们也曾经做过。
So, sometimes we say certain things, especially like slandering and gossip.
有的时候我们可能会说一些毁谤人或者是一些八卦的话。
And that will really destroy the unity.
这些话语会毁坏教会的和谐。
Because it's not out of love.
因为它不是出自于爱心的话语。
It's very proud. It's very proud because we think we are better than other people.
这些话语是源自于我们内心的骄傲，因为我们认为我们比别人好。
Everybody have a character weakness.
我们每一个人都有弱点。
Are we anybody here is perfect? No weakness in character?
那我们在座的哪一位是没有弱点的人呢？
So if we're able to be in love, just like we always forget ourselves and, endure ourselves.
如果我们能够爱别人的话，我们能够爱的话，我们会学习原谅和忍耐。
Sometimes the things that we say, we're always thinking nobody will know.
有的时候我们以为我们所说的话别人不会知道。
But the thing is, people always know.
然而事实却是大家都知道。
And so people start to, cannot be united because, because we think that that person treat me as enemy, so I had to treat him as enemy.
这也造成我们无法合一的原因，因为我们觉得说他把我当敌人，所以我也把他当敌人。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
请翻开马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Verse 15 to 17.
十五节到十七节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 17.
马太福音十八章十五节到十七节。
Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Verse 16.
16节。
But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Verse 17.
17节。
And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen or and a tax collector. So, if we are brothers and sisters have any shortcoming.
所以如果我们的弟兄有一些过犯,
of course, it's not severe. We just pray for them because we also have a lot of shortcomings, small ones too.
然后我们就当为他们祷告，因为我们自己也有一些不足的地方。
Jesus tell us if we want to pick a brother's sawdust in his eye, we better examine if we have a log in our eyes.
耶稣告诉我们，如果我们想要除去我们弟兄眼中的梁木的话，我们先得除去自己眼中。
If the brother is committing a very serious sin, out of goodness of a heart, we should, tell the truth in love and helping that person to come back to God.
如果我们的弟兄犯罪了，我们要凭爱心来说诚实话，试着将这位弟兄领回教会。
I'm sure that in the family, right? Sometimes husband and wife will argue.
我们知道在家庭当中，夫妻有时会争吵。
Sometimes we argue with our children too.
有时候我们会与自己儿女争吵。
Do we like our parents or do we like our spouse to yell at us and call us stupid and then, shed out their frustration and anger and then just scold us and then just walk away, but we do not know what to do?
我们是否喜欢让我们的配偶对我们大叫，然后骂我们愚蠢，然后把他所有的愤怒以及不满都倾倒在我们身上之后离开？
Do we like our children to go out and say how bad our parents are?
我们是否愿意我们的孩子出门对外人说他们的父母是多么的差劲？
So we want people to write. When we're coming down, we want people to come to us and.Use love to tell us the truth, how we can improve, rather than just empty out their frustration and anger.
然后我们希望能够凭着爱心将我们的不足来指证出来，而不是对我们倾倒内心的不满。
Sometimes I hear a very funny thing is that somebody did something wrong.
我常常听到有趣的事情，就是当有人做错事的时候
，and the person who was hurt will not tell the person.Who offended him or her, what he needs to do or change. In fact, he will tell other people about it except that person. So that person never know about it.
通常受伤害的人不会对于加害者跟他讲说你刚怎么做会可以改变这些情况或者让我不受伤害，相反的这个受伤害的人会跟周遭所有人说他是如何的难过。
So that doesn't really solve the problem.
但是这样子却没有办法解决任何的问题。
So we need to practice truth, just God what is in the light.
所以我们必须 要在光明中行。
Let's look at another thing, a second way we can achieve harmony.
然后第二点。
In unity. Let's look at James chapter 5.
我们来看。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5.
雅各书五章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.That you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
I'm sure that in family, sometimes we argue.
我相信在家里，我们时常可能会与家人相争。
And what's the best way to unite together?
那如何使家人能够和睦呢？
Very easy.
很简单的。
Just say, I'm sorry.
就是说对不起。
Try it.
试试看。
When we say sorry, things start to die down.
当我们道歉的时候，问题可能就解决了。
You see, God put husband and wife, you know, two different characters. Some people say one person from Mars and the other one come from Venus.
然后是神将夫妻创造的如此的不同，有人说男人是从火星来的，女人是从水星来的。
The same thing in the church, God bring different people from all different background together.
同样的，神从各种不同背景的人来召出他的门徒。
So think about husband and wife. Why did God give me the spouse?
所以当我们思考夫妻关系的时候，我们当思考神为什么要将我的伴将我的先生或太太赐给我呢？
I noticed that for me and for my wife, we are major in two different areas.
然后我注意到，就是我与我太太有不同的专长。
For me, I like math. I teach in school. I teach math, science, history, these things.
然后在过去，我在学校任教，我是教授数学、科学。历史等科目。
And but for my wife, she teaches music or art or English.
但是我的太太她却是教授音乐、美术或者是英文。
And God has put us together.
但是神将我们两个人结合了。
I'm sure that we all have learned that, through my spouse, I get to learn different aspect.
然后透过我的妻子，我学会了观看这不同的观点来看世界。
Not scolding.Each other. How come you only know this and don't know the other?
相反的，我们并没有彼此责备说你为什么只知道这个不知道那个呢？
If I say that, same thing with me too. I only know science. I don't know about music.
如果我这么说的话，我也是一样啊，因为我只知道科学，我却不懂得美术。
So of course, inevitably, sometimes people argue.
当然，很多时候人们还是不断的争吵。
And sometimes they have cold war.
甚至冷战。
But somebody, if we think about, you know, we can learn something from other, and if we raise our voice, right? If we raise our voice, the rule in my household is that whoever raises his voice, even though he's right, you know, in truth, he still or she still has to say sorry.
然后不论你在多么理直气壮，可以讲话讲得再大声，但是你还是得道歉。
不。In our family, there's a rule. Even if I'm right, or if she's right.
在我们家有一个规矩，不论我是对的，或者她是对的。
But whoever raised the voice is wrong.
但是谁只要将嗓门提高八度，他就错了。
And so whoever raised the voice still need to apologize.
然后只要谁说话大声， 他就要道歉。
And also, of course, whoever is wrong in principle also need to apologize.
然后当然，如果说在如果说他的原则犯错了的话，那也要道歉。
So when we apologize and we forgive others just as Jesus Christ forgave us, everything resolved.
然后当我们彼此道歉之后，就如同耶稣饶恕我们，我们就原谅，互相饶恕就过去了。
We human beings always think that I was right, but honestly, by our experiences, we all have been proven sometimes we're not that right.
有的时候或许我觉得我是对的，但其实很多时候证明我不是那么完全的正确。
So hopefully we all have a humble heart to really to listen to another person's aspect. Why are they thinking like that? What is their need? What do they want? It's really, we only see our aspect, perspective. We have to also see other people's perspective.
所以有的时候我们也当设身处地的去思想说别人他的想法是什么，他的需要是什么，而不是单方面用自己的角度来决定事情。
Third thing.
第三点。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
请翻开彼得前书第一章。
Verse 22.
二十三节。
22.
二十三节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 二十三节。
彼得前书一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节。
Since you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Please read.
二十二节，你们既因顺服真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
God has called us here to love each other.
今天神选召我们到这里来彼此相爱。
Just like God has, call our husband and wife together to love each other.
正如同神选召了丈夫与妻子结合来彼此相爱。
And we know that between husband and wife, there's no secret.
我们知道丈夫与妻子之间是没有秘密的。
And we speak to our spouse in sincerity.
然后我们也很真诚地对我们的配偶说话。
But if we don't speak in sincerity, in fact we lie.
如果我们没有对我们的配偶诚实，相反的，我们对他们撒谎。
I'm sure we will experience that there will be argument in the house.
我相信接下来的结果必定是争吵。
So it's very important that in the church or everywhere in the family, we need to speak sincerely.
因此，不论是在家庭或者是在教会里，我们都要很诚实、诚恳的讲话。
And so that really we will create a good environment in our family in the church that this is a wonderful place.
当然，我们会希望能够将我们的家庭以及教会建立成一个非常美好的地方。
And Bible did not just tell us to love, but Bible tells us to love fervently.
圣经不只是叫我们要彼此相爱，更是叫我们要切实相爱。
It's taking an active role.
然后是要积极的。
So let's see what we can do for other people.
所以我们当来思考，我们能够如何为对方做些什么呢？
I remember when I was in Queens, there was some kind of remodeling.
我记得当我在皇后教会的时候，教会当时在整修。
And it's not a good idea to have one person decide everything.
然后在整修的过程当中，当然不希望由一个人来决定所有的事。
Because one person only see one perspective, so we always want we have a group of people to see from different perspective.
因为一个人只有一个角从一个角度来看事情。如果我们能够集合众人之智，就可以使事情做得更完善。
And because over there they're lacking workers, lacking people to do certain things, so I get to get involved into it.
因为那边缺乏工人，所以传道也参与了决策的过程。
And sometimes people misunderstood. I love to involve in remodeling, not necessarily.
所以有的时候有些人误解说，以为我很喜欢整修的工作。
For example, in Cerrito, thank God there's many gifted people they're in charge of it, so I really, really need to bother with it.
像很感谢神，像喜瑞都教会，因为当地的弟兄姐妹有许多的恩赐，所以我并不需要担心会堂重建的事工。
But over there, I need to help out.
但是在皇后教会，我必须要帮助。
There is a principle that we need to remember. We are all servants of God.
然后我有一个原则，就是我们都是神的工人。
We are here to serve our brothers and sisters.
我们在这里来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
Remodeling, you know, a lot of things is not a lot of things people likes and not likes. It's not written in the Bible. Bible did not say anything about which way to go.
但是在整修的过程当中，每个人都有不同的想法跟意见。但是圣经当中也没有说哪一个是好的或哪一个比较不好。
My principle is since Bible didn't say, it really depends on what brother or sister likes.
然后既然圣经上并没有说好说歹，那么我的原则就是只要弟兄姐妹喜欢就可以了。
Of course, I would tell them what's the best way to save money and also to make it most beautiful and also best design for people to use.
当然我也会用我的经验来建议如何用最经济的方式来达到最好的效果。
And just if, when I say it and they, you know, they still want to do certain ways, I respect their choice because that's what they like. I'm here to serve. I'm not here to say I'm building a chapel for myself.
然后当然有些弟兄姐妹持不同的意见的时候，我也会尊重他们，因为我不是来这里来整修一个我的会堂。
But it's for brothers and sisters.
但是这个会堂是要给弟兄姐妹使用的。
One day I will depart from that church, and I want that place where people would like to stay.
然后有一天我会离开教会到离开皇后教会到其他地方，所以我希望皇后教会成为信徒所喜爱的。
So let's always think for other people.
所以那时候我会为他人设想。
Of course, I'm sure my experience is that brothers and sisters all have common sense. You know, they hear what's good, and if work out for them, they will take it.
然后我相信，其实弟兄姐妹都非常的有概念，只要是好的意见，他们都会采纳。
There's a story, a Jewish story I'd like to share with you.
现在我想与大家分享一个犹太人的故事。
There was a father.Have two sons.
有一个父亲，他有两个儿子。
And the two sons are very different.
这两个儿子非常的不同。
The older son, he likes to study.
大儿子喜欢读书。
He's a private person. He does not want to He's not very gifted in associate with people.
他是一个非常沉静的人，他不善与外人交往。
His younger brother is a very outgoing person.
然后小弟他非常的活泼。
They're all farmers.
然后他们两个都是农夫。
And when, as the father about to pass away,
当爸爸即将离世的时候，
he called his two sons over.
他将他的两个儿子叫到他的床边来。
And say to them,
就对他们说，
I have one wish for all of you.
我有对你们两个人，我有一个期待。
It's that after I pass away, you will love each other.
就是当我过世之后，我希望你们两个人能够彼此相爱。
And if you love each other,
如果你们彼此相爱，
even the angels will cry, will shed tears.
那天使，即便是天使也会感动到流泪。
So he passed away.
所以父亲就过世了。
And so these two brothers continue to live their own life. After work, one goes to study, the other one goes to, you know, go to his wife and play with the kids and singing, dancing.
然后，所以当父亲过世之后，这两个弟兄白天一起工作，可是，在农事忙完之后呢，一个回家念书，然后另外一个与妻子、孩子享受天伦之乐，或者是出去与朋友宴乐。
Well, they didn't go out. They just singing, dancing in the house.
哦，他们只是在家里面跳舞、
唱诗、
唱诗。
And so, one day they encounter drought.
然后有一天，他们遇到了饥荒。
The food is not plentiful.
然后没有足够的食物。
At this time, the older brother is thinking, you know what? My younger brother has so many family members. I wonder if he has enough food to go through this famine.
然后大哥哥就想说，我的弟弟家里面有那么多的人，他有足够的食物来度过这个饥荒吗？
And at this time, his younger brother started to think, you know, my brother spent a lot of money buying books. I wonder if he has enough food to...You know, help him to go through this famine.
然后他的弟弟就那时候就在想说，我的哥哥把他的积蓄都花费在书籍上面了，他是否有足够的食物来挨过这个饥荒呢？
And so what they did is each person at that night time, go to their storehouse and get some cabbage, carrots, food, right, and then put on a wheelbarrow and then ship it, you know, to other person's storehouse.
所以他们两个弟兄就在夜里各自到自己的仓库拿了一些 食物、田里的作物要送到对方的家里去。
Next morning, when they woke up and went to the storehouse, and say, "How come nothing is missing?"
然后隔天早上，当他们起来的时候，发现说，诶，为什么我的仓库里面食物没有减少呢？
So again, second night, they do the same thing again.
所以第二天晚上，他们再次的各自将仓库里面的食物送到弟兄家的仓库里。
And then next day, they've discovered how come nothing is missing.
所以在第三天早上起来，他们觉得为什么我的仓库的食物还是没有减少呢？
Maybe in the darkness, they don't grab too many things, right? This time, they say, "I will bring more."
所以他们讲说，或许是因为在黑暗里，他们没有拿足够的食物，所以他们决定这次要带更多的食物。
And so as they put a lot of food and you know in a wheelbarrow and they move it to the other person's storehouse.
所以他们就拿了很多的食物，各自放在自己的推车上，然后将这些食物要推去仓库。
In the moonlight, they saw there's somebody coming over.
然后在月光当中，他们隐约看到对面有人走来。
Hey, as they walk closer, who's that person?
然后他们在走近一点，他们说：“哎，这个是谁呢？”
Hey, it's my brother.
他说：“哎，这是我的兄弟。”
What is he doing?
你在这做什么？
Hey, look at the wheelbarrow.
然后他们看彼此，看看彼此的推车上。
Oh, it's the food.
Wow, 怎么都是食物呢？
Oh, for these two other nights, you have been shipped food to my house.
Wow, 原来在过去这两个夜晚里面，你不断的送食物到我的仓库里。
Ah, they were very touched.
所以他们都非常的感动。
They hug each other.
他们互相拥抱。
They cry.
他们哭了。
Just when they cry.
然后我也哭了。
No, just as when they cry.
Oh. 当他们哭，他们感动的流泪的时候。
Suddenly, there's thundering.
突然之间打雷了
，and the clouds start to rain，
然后开始下雨
，and then remember what the father said to them，
他们就想起父亲对他们说的话
，if we love each other，
如果我们彼此相爱
，even the angel will cry，
天使也会感动到哭泣
，and resolve our problems，
然后也解决了他们旱灾的难处
，so this is what Jesus said before he departed from this world，
这就是耶稣他在离世前的教导
，that's recorded inJohn chapter 13, verse 34.
这是记载在约翰福音十三章。
Jesus said to us, "Love each other just as I have loved you."
耶稣交代门徒说，你们当彼此相爱，正如我爱你们。
This is the heart, the desire of our Father in heaven.
这就是我们天父的心肠。
And really, God does not want us to, like, bring gifts to God, right? And then we argue with our brothers and sisters.
神不愿意在我们与弟兄姐妹有争吵的时候还献礼物给他。
For example, you know our children, right? On our birthday, they will usually buy gifts, birthday gift, right? And say, "Daddy, Mommy, I love you."
比方说当，有人生日的时候，我们可能会买礼物，然后我们会跟他说，爸爸妈妈生日快乐。
Well, I love you.
啊，我爱你。
But then you know what? After they give the gifts, they go back and argue with brother and sister, inheritance, you know, my benefits, this and that.
然而当我们与将礼物献给父亲之后，我们回过头来又与兄弟姐妹互相争吵，然后吵得非常的激烈，甚至打架，这样好吗？
And think about it. You know, does we need to, you know, the children spending all money, okay? And then they give our gift, which I can buy myself. And what we really want is the children, you know, to love each other.
然后对父母来讲，即便这个孩子花尽了他的积蓄来买一个礼物给我，而这礼物其实是我自己也可以买的啊。但是我所在乎的是他们是否能够彼此相爱。
So let's remember, it's not the things that we can give to God or, certain how do you say, or remodeling or certain thing we can give it to God and say, "God, I love you." Do you remember what God said to us? "I desire mercy, not sacrifice."
然后重点不在于我们要献什么给神，因为我们的神他在乎怜悯，而不在乎献祭。
So may we all understand, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
所以我们要记得说，神所要的是怜悯，而不是献祭。
Let's sing him.
然后我们一同唱诗。
122。
122首。
Let's remain standing, bow our heads to conclude the service.
请一同 末祷。
阿门。
阿门。